Jane, age 19. Jane stared at the ceiling, willing herself to get out of bed. Come on, she thought irritably. Get up, Jane. Get the fuck up. You can do it. This is the last one. Last one. She sat up. She always slept longer than she should these days. She didn't know how a person could sleep so much and be so tired. She tied her clothes around herself. Bunches of fabric hung loose at her hips. She glanced at herself in the mirror, but didn't look long. She knew what she'd see. Ribs. Bones. Hollow eyes. Being inside that body scared her. But it was the only body she had, and if it scared her, well, then she wouldn't look at it. Being scared would just waste time she didn't have. Last time, Owl said, following her down the hall, you can do this. Jane opened the Stacy. The shelves were filled with meat and mushrooms, stacked and counted, divvied up as evenly as she could. There was enough for two people to eat two fillets and one bowl of mushrooms per day for 37 days, plus extra to get her to and from the fuel factory. She'd have to go 2 days without eating, one on the way there, one on the way back. Lorian would have to skip a day, too. She hoped he'd be fine with that. He'd have to be. She stared at the food. All the food she couldn't eat. She hated it. She hated how much work it took to gather and prepare. She hated the smell of the meat, the texture of the fungus. She hated the pieces of dog staring accusingly at her. She hated how much closer the live ones circled her these days, how much bolder they'd gotten ever since she'd started skipping meals. She ran her tongue over the spot where another tooth had fallen out, a ragged snap at the root. It had been gone 2 weeks, but the gum still bled a bit, sharp and metallic. She had a few scrapes on her legs from the last food trip that weren't healing well either. She looked gross. She knew. Would Lorian find her gross? His problem, if so. He could either deal with her grossness or stay put. Up to him. She leaned her head against the Stacy door. She was so tired. Stars, she was so tired. You'll be all right, Jane, Owl said, but her voice wasn't sure. The screen in the kitchen wasn't on, which meant Owl was hiding her sad mouth, her worried eyes. Jane hated that, too. She didn't want Owl to feel that way on her account. Jane nodded and tried to smile. Just to make Owl feel better. Last time, she said, moving food from Stacy to satchel. Last time.